Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero.
Last time on Legends, a superhero story.
Ricky Donovan looks very confused and goes, "Babe, what are you doing here?" Flashes in a spark of lightning, grabs Corey, and disappears with her.
Great, so not only do we have to find Golden Guardian, we also have to find Corey now.
See it. You have the silver deep inside of his shoulder, and you feel it expanding out in his ribcage. You just rip it out while it's still, like, expanded out in this flat blade, and his entire, not just his arm from his shoulder, but from, like, a bit of his ribcage and stuff just plunk falls down. Kind of his, like, a good portion of his right ribcage and shoulder and arm, you've essentially completely cut off. And he falls to the ground unconscious. He'll be okay, but you've got his, like, fucking side off of him.
I kneel down. I'm sorry.
Occasionally, people with phasing powers will have a weakness to, like, getting shocked. Sometimes power damage will put them into, like, a solid state. And you think that you can probably take some of the wires from your goggles, weave them into your glove, and give, like, a shocking punch to her.
Yeah, and I want a triple stamina puncher.
Oh, she's out. Yeah.
Excellent. I turn to Sketch. All right. Where can we find Golden Guardian?
Ursa Major comes up and goes, "Donovan's bad."
All right. With the kids out of the way, I guess it's time for Numero Uno, the big cheese, El Grand Formage. Patrick Donovan, they're coming for you. All right.
Here we go again.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go now.
Emily, are you good? Gucci?
Yeah, we're recording. We're good to go.
Donovan's bad, Ursa says. Major says.
All right. I need to...
Is there any sort of... There's no powers division or anything, so...
No.
And these guys run the town, so we should probably get the hell out of here, yeah?
Also, welcome back, everybody. This is a new episode.
Yeah.
This is what I mean every single week.
Okay. No, but we're back again, so that was nasty, I gotta say. Beck, could... maybe I have a Tylenol, or...
We need to get out of here.
How much do you heal me for? Please be a lot.
7 plus 13. So 20.
20?
Can I have some of that too?
15.
All right, fine.
I am also going to take a recovery.
Okay. So I want to say all of you like ducked into
That costs me stamina, right? So
so you all duck into a side alley, power down really quickly, and so you're a little bit more inconspicuous. Except for the giant fucking bear with you.
In a pink costume.
Just a pink cape.
I'm going to say to Sketch too, he saw me in the energy form. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, sorry, I was trying to keep you quiet. I didn't know how much you wanted to be exposed, but I didn't know what would happen to the card
if
I switched.
It's okay. I don't think any of the Donovans saw me, so.
I'm also going to take a recovery.
Can we take 15 minutes to stamina rest a little bit? Because the healing was a lot. That's always 10 down for me, so.
Yes.
We're rounding up. We round up, yeah?
Yeah.
So 38. I get to get... if we rest for 15 minutes, I get 38 back, which is...
Sorry, it's a quarter of the stamina back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we rest for an hour?
We gotta find Golden Guardian, and we still have to find Corey.
That's true. Fine.
I check my comms again. Corey, you there? Well, okay, I don't think she's dead if he called her babe, so we should have some time.
What are the odds he took her up to the top floor?
Are you taking a full hour to rest?
No, probably.
No, I think we're...
15, and then like...
15, yeah.
How it's long probably going to be at least another 15 after that before we're in combat again, is my guess.
How long has it been since we used the watch? So how long do we have until we can go back even?
Oh, you can go back now.
Okay, cool. But we still got to find Corey and Golden Guardian. So Sketch, fill us in. What'd you find?
I think I know where both of them would be.
Okay.
Have y'all, where you're from, do you have a power plant?
We have lots of power plants. We have nuclear power plants, hydroelectric power plants.
Like in New Olympus, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Do you
like a plant that makes like a plant?
The power plant here.
It is. It's going to be.
Basically doesn't exist, and it took a while to track down. It's always been rumored, but when you asked about Golden Guardian, I started digging more, and I think I know it exists. It originally was floated as the idea of something called the playpen.
Yes, we have a playpen.
But sucks. But would Corey be there? Because he thought that she was.
From what I can understand, the power plant is where the Donovans have been funneling all the superheroes that crop up over the past 30 or so years, and they use them as batteries to power the city.
Holy shit. But
and if your Corey is found out to not be Ricky's wife,
she's not.
She's probably great on.
No, I'm sure she would have played along with it. I'm sure she's
probably
fine.
On
Wait,
her way.
No.
Or there already.
Hey, I'm going to get to join you guys on a jailbreak this time.
Hey, that's right. You weren't there. It's a great place.
But we don't have Ricky to bust us out.
Oh, shit.
And from my understanding, there's only one entrance to the power plant.
Of course there is.
It's up there, and he looks up and he points to the top of the mount.
And as he does that, of course it is.
I'm gonna do a quick Google search here of the Jolly Jumper and Crimson Crusader.
No such thing. No such thing.
As the Jolly Jumper, but what about Ben?
Yeah, so you look up and you look in records and you just find a record of a kid who got kicked in the head by a radioactive cow and lives the rest of his life on the farm with his family, and he's still
boring. Lame. Okay, no. Cool. All right. So going to the top of the mountain, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody rip, roar, and rested and ready to go?
Not at all. But yes.
Hey, Beck, can you punch me?
I flick him in the forehead.
Oh, do we get stamina back with recoveries as well or just health?
No.
Damn it.
All right. Top of the mountain. Let's do it.
Okay. Hang on a second. Do we want to go up from the inside or hit him from the outside?
That'll get sketch.
What do you think would be better?
If you go through the inside, you got to fight your way up.
Let's go from the outside.
All right. Hamster bubble?
Yeah, hamster bubble. Does the bear fit?
Oh, yeah. You all sit on the bear. It's very cozy. It's the coziest hamster bubble. As it gives you a big,
and we each gain back 20 hit points.
Bear hug.
Does it take us 15 minutes to go up there?
Is it basically Avatar The Last Airbender getting up there?
Not quite, Appa. It's everybody else is cozy in the bottom while United drags your asses up. Cool. Sketch has written himself onto a card again.
Okay.
And who's holding it?
I'd like to give it to one of these two, because if I have to go energy again, I don't want to.
I'll take it.
Okay. So you have Sketch now.
Don't say I'll give it to one of those two and then be horrified when Daniel says that I take it.
No, you could have just
said, I'll give it to Beck, and that would have... He looks scared.
So for the record, I said rip it because I thought he was on their side.
I'm kidding. Okay, good. All right.
All right, you head up
to
the top
trust you at all.
Of the mount.
I don't trust me.
Fuck. I mean, you did just cut someone's arm off.
Sketch indicated.
Hang on, before we go up there, can we put the Donovan kids in a jail cell and close the door?
Oh, yeah. Good call.
So you lock up the Donovan children and then you fly up to the top of the mount, to the very top floor.
Yes. We check their pockets to make sure they don't have any communicators or keys or anything. We take whatever cash they have.
Okay.
It's probably not legal tender in our own universe, but yeah.
Yeah, it's all got a different Donovan faces on it.
Oh, no. All right. Well, let's go.
That's a legitimate question. What's the money like in New Olympus? Is it all bills like the states? Or do we got like things like loonies and toonies up in here?
It's all retinal. It's all digital.
Fuck that. Oh, God damn it. Okay, whatever. Sure. Okay.
No, this universe is so bad. They still have pennies.
So you know it's what? Just the states.
We spent a week at Disneyland and a week in Hawaii. And the fucking pennies. I forgot about pennies. Pennies. Sorry to all of our U.S. listeners. We love you. Pennies suck.
I'm sorry, but get your shit together.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
Don't pennies cost more to make than they're worth?
Yes.
Yes. And they're just dirty and gross and ugh. Anyways. Okay.
I haven't carried cash on me in so long.
I always carry cash. A little bit. Not a lot. But pennies. Ugh. Anyways, okay.
So you go up to the top floor.
Yep. I think we go to the roof and look for a roof access. I'm sure there'll be like a helipad up there or something.
Sure, yeah. You go up to the top helipad. Wait.
I get my laser pen back from Mercury.
Fair.
Thank you.
Thanks.
My most important prized possession.
We could just break a window. If the top floors are their personal
abode. We
could,
but we don't know what the layout is or anything.
But also, Jack hasn't said that there isn't roof access yet, so maybe let's let him answer.
Sure. I said you go up to the helipad. Yeah,
breaking a window is going to draw attention to us right away. I was thinking maybe we'd be sneaky.
I mean, this mount is more gothic and stuff, but there's roof access on the other mount that you know of, so.
We go to the roof.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Touchdown on the roof.
Zoom.
And what do you do?
Describe it. Paint us a word picture. What does the roof look like?
A helipad and a roof access door. Like, it's a pretty barren gravel rooftop.
I go and try to open it.
Yeah, it's open.
Cool.
You really wanted to rip that off, didn't you?
I'm looking for security cameras or anything like that.
Nothing.
I would like to go ahead and use my heat vision at the front of the pack. So I could see, like, before we go around any corners or anything, if there's anyone there.
Give me a senses contest.
28.
You see on the floor below you, so the top floor, there is a huge energy signature that is basically blanketing the entire floor, and you can't really make out anything else.
Excellent.
It's a big circular energy.
Meant, like, as we enter, I want to lead so that I can make sure that there's no one coming around corners, or so that I know how many
as
people
you're walking
are
down. That's what I'm saying. It's like there's only this one big one.
You want to say that again?
Yeah. As you're walking down, there's only this one big heat signature, and you can't make out anything else. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm useless. So Mercury, you're up. You can listen.
Yeah.
He makes sense. Contest
37.
37. You just hear this big like.
I just start making the same sound. That's
excellent.
All I got.
Super useful. I look over at Major. I'm like, you smell anything?
Huh.
And
smells
she
the
shakes
same
her
thing.
Head.
Excellent. We've exhausted all of the senses for being sneaky.
I'm going to march around the corner.
There's like a big, well, you come down this like kind of service tunnel and through a side door into like where the elevator foyer is, and then they have these big like wooden doors like
back. Which one did you see the heat signature behind?
All of them.
No. So you've got like, you come out like little side access door,
yeah,
and then there's the elevators, and then there's just one big wooden like double doors.
Oh, okay.
And the heat signature is behind that, in the room behind that.
Oh, okay,
let's knock. And I kick the door down.
Jesus. Shake my head.
You kick the door down.
Oh, we just had character rewinding.
You kick the door down and Major stomps on the other one. Blend the other one.
Swear to God.
And you walk in and there is a big purple with yellow energy streak portal set into the side of the room. And in front of it is a big wooden desk. And Patrick Donovan is sitting there with his hands crossed over his desk with two guards on either side. Were two guards,
just
one on either side of the
looking
desk.
Looking for the bathroom. Sorry.
No, we're rolling initiative. Right away, we're rolling initiative.
Where is she?
God damn it.
And he jerks a thumb over his shoulder.
24.
33.
One second, please. Okay, Beck, what did you get?
33.
United, what did you get?
28.
Mercury?
24.
Ooh. Shit. Fuck. Ow. Oh my God.
You having some issues?
Yes, you all take 17 psychic damage as I flounder to be able to open a fucking book.
I guess my armor doesn't really block that, does it?
No.
Damn it.
No, because that's actually not to Mercury, that's to Daniel.
What?
The psychic damage. I'm joking, you do not need to actually take it.
Oh, it's not a thing?
No, it's not a thing.
He's
just fucking around.
Huh. I was erasing shit and everything.
You never believe Jack's bullshit.
Dun. You missed a total opportunity that I had set up for Major to sing Girl of Infinita from the elevator.
That's like not even a tune. Oh, that's good.
You would have understood what it was, but we would have. Decided to go up from outside.
We haven't taken an elevator in a long time.
That's a nat 20, baby. Let's go. Start it off hot with Patrick Donovan. Patrick Donovan, just sitting in his chair, raises a hand, and a humongous bolt of lightning, yellow lightning, comes out and zaps Major in the middle first, actually, who... and then zaps out to everybody else. So the maximum you can do is 20 plus a roll move. It's going to be 30... lightning damage to Major and 15 to everybody else.
Ow.
Beck.
I'ma pick up his desk and slam it down on him.
Okay, you sprint across the room, grabbing his big oak
desk. Triple stamina.
It's actually teak, it's too heavy for you to lift. I'm just joking. No, you can't triple stamina because you've run across this room.
I have movement as a free action.
That's right, you do. Okay. I keep forgetting.
You wrote the fucking book.
I forget.
That's actually one of the parts he didn't write.
Yeah.
20.
20 hits.
I'm not rolling any more dice. How much does the desk get me?
An extra 1d10.
Only one?
Yeah.
I'm rolling 10d10 right now?
Yes.
It was actually a balsa wood desk.
This is IKEA collection.
Fucking IKEA.
Yeah, you actually go to grab it and you rip up and you just rip two chunks out of it.
Plus
55 plus 15 is
70.
70.
70.
And if I could send him through the floor below, that'd be great.
So you raise his desk up and you go to smash it down on top of him and it splits in two in this lightning shield around him. It was a... And the desk, like, fucking lights on fire. It hit, like, two big fireballs.
Hey, are you telling me his lightning shield was 70 points? Or did I do any damage to him?
No, you did damage. It's okay, just, good. like, it was resistance.
Was I able to push him through the floor?
No, you on his rolling chair, you kind of, like, depressed it a little bit. And then he popped back up again.
Setting. Okay, I'll take it. That's fine.
You know you did. It's your turn.
Patrick. I don't suppose we can convince you to stand down.
Not a chance in hell.
Well, you can go there yourself. I'm going to... Oh, hang on. 15? I get some stamina back. I am going to... triple stamina punch him.
Oh, I forgot he could attack twice. What a waste. What a waste.
18. Hit.
18 hits, yeah. A lot of dice are all...
49.
49. So you see this actually break through his lightning shield and it blasts him backwards. And right before he would have gone through the portal shuts off and he smashes into the wall.
Shit.
Behind.
Okay. And I'm going to follow it up with an eye blast.
Okay.
You took my idea there, Jack.
Wait. You moved to him and then you punched him. So that's all your actions. You cannot follow this up with an eye blast. Your movement is an action and then the double actions from your... attack.
Yep. Son of a bitch.
This guy trying to cheese it.
You wrote the book.
And this is the part you wrote. Okay. He brushes himself off and you see this icy armor cover him and he comes this big ice golem and he starts stepping towards you, United. And he misses his first attack. And just hits you on a second attack. He's a plus 7 to attack. I have to roll pretty low to be missing United.
Yike.
Dealing 20 ice damage to you as he smashes into you and sends you flying across the room.
Actually, he doesn't. It's just my shield was at 20.
I can still send you flying.
Well, okay.
He missed his first attack, unfortunately. Mercury.
Is the portal up again behind him?
No.
Damn it. All right. I'm just going to run in and like try and wall flip off his face. 28.
28 hits.
Oh, 12 damage.
12 damage. You don't even like chip the ice armor. Like you run up and start bashing into him and it's not doing anything.
As I land, I'm going to stab his knees.
Okay.
Oh.
He's an old man. He's weak in the knees.
I don't care who you are. You get stabbed in the knees.
That's 21.
It's
double ones. So.
Bruh.
Two.
Six damage.
Six. So you make it like a nice spike and go to hit his knees and it glances off. And it, again, it doesn't even chip. Bick.
Can I use my smarts to figure out if this man can fly or is he already hovering?
No, he's in big ice armor form.
Do I think he can fly?
Since
he has all of the powers of his children and Kate could fly?
Well, I mean, the children have all portions of his powers. So yes, by monkey see monkey do, you think he could probably fly.
Cool. How thick does the window look?
I mean, pretty thick, because I think that the mount would probably have that kind of checkmate solutions, big thickum windows.
How many C's thick?
Did you just say big thickum?
Big thickum.
I want to, what happens if you run out of stamina?
You can continue to use your powers, but it just comes off of your health instead.
Oh, okay. I'm going to triple stamina, throw him out the window.
Okay. Well, that's this is more of a strength contest. This is not a triple stamina type of thing.
What's your stamina at?
It's at 84, so it will be at 64. So strength contest?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What'd you roll?
A one.
We're rolling great today, guys.
That's a little rough. Because I rolled a two. Let's go!
But can I argue that I still can like do some damage on him because I'm still pushing him. I'm picking him up and throwing him, and if maybe he just doesn't go through the window, but he hits the window.
Give me another strength contest.
We're going to pull out the special dice, the dice that stay in a box. Gotta be fucking kidding me. I rolled a two. However, that's still a 39.
A 39. So you can mark experience.
What the fuck?
This is going to be pretty tough to swing Lola. This. As you run up and you get into like almost a shoving contest with him, the ice spreads out and like cracks into the floor to keep him stable and from you being able to pick him up.
You're going through that window. If it's the last fucking thing I do, sir.
And you are up in the closest one to him right now. Both of the guards open fire with the rifles that they've got, dealing a whopping 9 piercing damage to you.
So that's a 4 piercing damage,
so
actually.
It's a 4, yeah. United.
So Beck is grappling with him, right?
Yeah.
They got the dudes.
Yeah, I'm gonna fly over and punch one of them.
Okay. You're like in between them right now.
Okay, so I'm gonna punch one. That's 14.
Yeah, 14 hits.
21.
21 damage, yep. He's out.
And I'll punch the other one. Ooh. Yeah, 28. And 16.
Yeah,
both. Oh, wait, no, sorry, 16. Plus 8 is 24.
Both of them are out.
Okay.
Yeah, so you like, boom, boom, and knock both of them out really quickly. Pitter patter, let's get at her. Nice.
Ice.
Ice, baby. Ding, 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 ding.
I once saw a Spotify playlist that was called Russian Roulette, and it was 5 times the track Under Pressure and 1 time Ice Ice Baby.
Wow.
Beck, as you're grappling with him, the ice grows from his big ice golem hands over yours. And he picks you up and starts thrashing you into all these ice shards that he's made onto the ground over and over again, dealing 38 ice damage to you. Boom, boom, and then he throws you at the window and you just bounce off the window.
That's Hulk meets Warhammer Titan, man.
Mercury.
Uno momento.
Huh?
Uno. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Does a 15 hit?
Yes.
Thank God. I'm going to stab him in the back. Better. 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stab him again. 16 to hit.
Yeah.
A 14.
So 13, 14, so 27 altogether?
Yeah.
So you run up and you stab him a couple of times with the silver and just like chipping little bits of this ice armor off, but overall not doing much.
Great.
Oh, Major misses with her big old energy blast, unfortunately. So that's her turn. The guards are out. Beck. Mercury stabbed a couple of times and him in the back and nothing happened really.
Okay.
What you doing?
Remember in the first Avengers movie when the Hulk met Loki?
I'm pretty sure that's just what happened to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, fuck me. The 6 and the 9 are right next to each other and I picked it up on the angle and I don't know which one I rolled.
Is there not a line on the bottom?
But they're next to each other and then I picked it up.
What's your bonus to hit?
15.
You get plus 15 to hit?
Yeah.
You hit him regardless.
Excellent. Amazing. 30 damage as I pick him up and I bang, 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 bang,
so
bang.
You run up and he's just turning around to focus his attention on Mercury. And you run up and do like the grab by the back of the head, drop him to the ground, and then grab his ankles and start like heaving. And smashing him into the ground, dealing,
good.
You said 30 damage?
Yup.
You see a bunch of cracks form and fissures along the lines of his icy armor.
Yay. Excellent.
United.
I'm going to fly up to him, and the cracks that are in the armor, I'm going to I-beam into them. So try to be precise. I want to.
That's some Mercury shit. Okay.
Huh?
So that's some Mercury shit.
I was inspired by
it. I approve.
And I'm going to, I'll just do that. See what happens. 24.
24 hits.
19.
19. Yeah. So can I get an agility or speed contest from everybody, please? As you I-beam in, you see the fissures crack more and more and more, and it heats up and then shards of razor sharp ice. It breaks off and explodes everywhere, all over the room. So what did you get?
31.
Mark experience.
44.
You're good.
Less than 31.
Okay, mark experience.
That works narratively because I'm the closest.
It does work narratively because you're the closest. United and Beck each take 13 ice damage as these razor sharp icicles blast out and hit you two.
Okay, I still have one more action though.
Yeah.
Okay, so his ice armor is gone?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to punch him in the head.
He's an old man.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
You could have stood down, Patty D.
Patty D?
16.
16. Yeah, that hits.
Patty O'Donovan.
Not O'Donovan, they're just Donovan.
Patty Donovan.
24.
24. And you... He's kind of like doubled over, and you punch him in the side of the head, and he... like straight planks onto the floor and slides a little bit across the marble floor face down.
Is he out?
Give me a senses contest.
Oh, I didn't roll my fire on my zappy zap yet.
It doesn't matter.
I lied. That was the Todd Bertuzzi hit.
I wasn't behind him.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Sorry, did you say senses?
Yeah.
24.
You think he's out. Yeah. He like, and he made that little like squeaky noise across
that's
the
cheek. Yeah.
Across the marble.
Brutal.
Do I think he's out?
I think you all think he's out.
Okay.
Let's check his pockets.
As you start walking towards him, a bit of a cloud starts forming in the room and the wind starts picking up. And can I get another agility or speed contest from everybody?
38.
Mark experience.
Shit.
21.
Mark experience.
28.
Mark experience. You will take 8 ice damage, 5 lightning damage, and 13 disrupt or 3 disruption damage. Sorry. So 16 damage total. Oof. As lightning strikes start hitting you. The wind is whipping office supplies all around and he just starts rising from the floor. His eyes glowing, burn marks in his suit. And he's entered his final form.
He's entered the Avatar stage.
He's like kind of floating.
Yeah, he's like floating off the ground. Yeah, for sure. He is in the Avatar state.
What is up, super friends? It's Emily. I hope you're enjoying issue 80 of Legends of Superhero Story. 80 issues. Thank you so much for listening to 80 issues. Wow. I've got ads and all that jazz just for you. So here we are.
Hello, Legends. Looking to celebrate your fandom? Whatever you geek out about, Loot Crate has a subscription box for you with themes such as Marvel, anime, gaming, and more. Each crate is filled with hand-picked, awesome geek and gamer products. From shirts, gear, and gadgets, they have also included limited edition collectible items from brands you know and trust. Go to lootcrate.com today and use promo code THELEGENDSCAST for 15% off when you sign up. That's lootcrate.com for geeky goodness delivered right to your door.
Snyder's Return is a tabletop role-playing podcast featuring interviews and a D&D 5e actual play adventure, so you can learn about different game systems and content creation while also listening to us disrupt everyday life on the Sword Coast. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on your podcasting platform, so come join us as we improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Make sure you're following us on social media at The Legends Cast. And for more information on the rule book, head to at Match Play Games or our website, which is www.matchplaygames.ca. It's done. The Kickstarter is done. It was successfully funded. I'm logging in right now. I'm trying to get that percentage. 240% funded. Whew. That's so exciting. Thank you, everyone, so much for your support. Can't wait to get the books out to all y'all. Yay. And then everyone will start getting to play. It's very exciting. If you want to tweet about the show, thank you so much if you have already. But make sure to use the hashtag TheLegendsCast, and Jack might name an NPC after you. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, comment, download, put a bumper sticker on your car. We don't sell those, but if you could make one. And until next time, stay vigilant.
He's just going to double stamina double you. Both of his attacks, double stamina.
Double who?
United, dealing 38 lightning damage to you, United, as he, like, a lightning strike crumbles through the top of the building and smites you.
Well, that's just like not God smart himself. Because he's the one paying for all these damages.
I don't think he cares at this point. Mercury, it's your turn. He is floating up above, like, and he kind of floats out of the hole through the ceiling now. Like, he's floating quite a fair distance up in the air.
Can I reach him?
Can you give me an agility contest, please?
46.
You're good. Yeah, you could. You can reach him just as he's kind of floating out of the roof.
Come on. And he doesn't have a shield up or anything right now, does he?
Oh, no. He's got, like, this whipping windshield and stuff. So,
triple stamina.
You can't say that after you roll.
Okay, you kind of said that after you.
I will roll that again. Okay. Triple stamina. That got better.
Okay.
Didn't add 20, but still. 22.
22 damage?
Yeah. No, 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hits, yeah.
54 damage. I'm going to jump up, just going to wrap my hands around his neck in a choker hold and just try and slam him back into the ground.
Okay, and you're trying to pull him down, so you choke him quite a lot. And I'm guessing like maybe you're like slashing with the silver at the same time. And stuff.
I did that damage as my armor damage, but
okay.
Narratively, yes.
Yeah. So you're slashing him up, Beck.
How high up is he?
He's just passing the roof level.
Okay. Is he spinning at all, or is it just?
It's everything else is spinning around him. Okay. Like chunks of the building is spinning around now.
I'm gonna
and
grappling gun like straight to his chest. Mm-hmm. So it's like as far away from Dusk Fox as possible.
Okay.
Like chest or back, whichever side Dusk Fox is not on.
Okay, yeah.
What?
Who?
Fuck off, Mercury. Whichever side Mercury is on.
Yeah, Mercury's on his back, so.
And then, so like straight up into his stomach then, and just gonna pull him back down into my fist.
Okay.
Fine. We don't need to talk about it.
What did you get?
It's a one.
Wow.
There's been so many ones tonight.
So you shoot up into the storm and the grappling hook just like, and it's not like going around in a circle.
Or
got up in the storm.
Okay, I retract it then. That's my,
yeah, you
that's,
bring
yeah.
it back down. That's the end of the order.
Yes.
Who wants to reroll?
Yes.
What am I at? I'm at 28, right?
Fuck. No, Beck, you were at 33 this time.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm keeping that then.
I jumped to a 27.
I'm going to keep my 28, Jack.
Can everybody give me a census contest?
Oh, baby. 46.
18.
Mark experience.
28.
28. So 28, Beck and Mercury, you both notice this. A big piece of the rock ceiling comes down and actually hits Major right in the head, knocking her unconscious.
Shit.
And to the side. It seems like the lightning bolt really like took a lot of damage, did a lot of damage to her.
Don't hum joyously.
I'm going to go take a nap, guys.
Getting close to it. It's close to nap time.
Ooh. 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 Mercury, you feel winds buffering you and slowly pull you off of him. Off of Patrick Donovan out into the air, and he calls down lightning bolt after lightning bolt after lightning bolt, just hitting you like 5 or 6 times, bolt after bolt after bolt, dealing 42 lightning damage to you.
How am I alive?
And then drops you back through the roof. And because of the winds buffering you and everything,
Sketch
you don't,
is dead.
You're not gonna take any you're not gonna take any fall damage, but he drops you. What are you at?
45.
Okay.
I'm not gonna You're totally fine.
I totally forgot that I had Sketch too.
God damn it, this is why you don't give him the card.
Actually, you check your pocket and the card is gone. And as you're falling, you see it like whipping around in the air.
Cool.
Beck, it's your turn.
How high up can I jump?
You're same as your movement speed.
I want to jump up and get him.
Okay.
And fucking sleeper hold him. I'm over this shit.
Is this giant suplex jumping?
Yeah. 9 plus 15 is a lot. So
24.
Yeah, 24.
Okay, so you do hit him.
Wow. That's 5 on the dice. Plus 15 is 20.
Damn.
But I'm holding on, like grappling here.
So you, I don't think you get him down to the ground, but you pull him down a little bit in this big storm.
And I'm holding on. Yeah. I'm grappling. I'm trying to do that thing that I did with Concussor, where I try to like grab my arms around to his head.
I think you're holding on to his like legs.
Gonna
right
help.
Now,
I'm gonna climb up his body then.
Okay, well we'll get to that.
I'll pants him. Pants that fool.
United.
Okay, so you guys have all jumped on him and tried to beat him and stuff. You didn't notice it. I'm over in the corner, like. Just slumped down.
Are you dead? Are you out?
No. I have 13 hit points left. So,
oh, balls.
I get a very determined look on my face, and I stand up.
You cry a little.
No, how is he looking?
Pretty good. I'm at this point. You have gone through his 3 armors. I will give you that much.
Okay.
Is that more than you expected of us?
I am going to. I'm debating here. I'm going to risk it. I'm not going to put my shield back on because I'm going to fly straight towards him, and I'm going to quadruple stamina punch him.
Okay.
I'm hanging off his legs. What am I going to do?
He said it wasn't too high because Dust Fox just dropped back down to the floor. If he
goes flying, no,
with all the buffering winds, it kind of like softens your
fall.
Okay,
good, good, good. I imagine him punching him into the stratosphere and me being like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
18 hits. Okay, good. So quadruple. So Emily, can you roll this on your little hooly dooly there?
What am I rolling?
8d10. And then we add half to that.
Half of the roll.
34.
34 plus 17 is 51.
Yeah.
51. So you blast off like a rocket and come and hit him right under his chin.
Yeah.
And you continue up several feet above him as well.
Yep.
Okay. Mercury, it's your turn.
Your shield's not on. You're going down.
Shh. Shh.
You shouldn't have reminded Jack.
No, you shouldn't have.
I didn't. You said to begin with.
You did. Where is he right now?
He's, I'd say, like 2 or 3 meters above like the roof level. So from you, from the floor, he's probably like, 10 meters.
Okay, cool. I can jump that because moon boots.
Yeah.
Triple stamina again. Oh God. 14.
Oh, 14. Yeah. And 14.
Oh, thank God.
So you moon boot up, get a little boost off of Beck hanging onto his ankles.
I'm not letting go.
I love this imagery. Can't wait.
For the fan art.
44.
44 damage?
Yeah.
So you moon boot up and stab him, like slice right across his midsection and hold on to him as well.
Ooh.
And he starts bleeding down onto Beck below.
I have 8 stamina left, guys.
Fuck.
And it's his turn. And I think he is going to...
You got quite a bit of health, though, so it can keep on coming off that. You're fine. I mean, quite a bit of health compared to the rest of us.
I'm going to need it.
You literally have one more attack you can do.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, no. I hate it when Jack's excited.
Okay. He is double staminaing. Both of his attacks hit. Double stamina, chain lightning. So it means that all three of you are getting hit. And the main target's united.
The main target's me?
Yes.
Even though Dusky or...
Well, it's striking, I figure, from vertically because you're the highest because it's striking down. So all it's right. 8d10 on you and and then half to the rest of them. Count it with me. 3.
Good night, baby.
And 8 is 11. And 9 is 20.
There I go.
And 10 is 30. How many have I rolled so far?
I'm out.
33... 37. How many rolls do I have left?
2.
41. Oh, and 10 to finish it off. 51. So, United, you take 51 lightning damage, and wow. You two each take 25 lightning damage, because it's halved.
Okay.
What are you at?
20.
5.
United, you are significantly higher than the rest of them. You might take a little bit of fall damage.
Go for
here.
It. Go for it.
You're going to take... Man, you take another 16 fall damage.
60?
16.
16.
16. 16. You're just unconscious. You are not unstable as you bash into the floor below. You're out, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beck, it's your turn.
I'm gonna, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna keep on holding on and, here. Question. Can I... What are the mechanics for a recovery again?
It takes 2 actions.
Yeah.
And you roll 1d10 and add your level.
So theoretically, I could do that, and then I can also heal myself as my interact with... right?
I think theoretically, yes, you could.
Okay, I'm going to take a recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you know what? Maybe I'll live with this.
What'd you get?
9 plus 13 is
22.
Plus 5 is 27. And then...
Why do you get plus 5 on top of it?
Huh?
Why do you get plus 5 on top of it?
Because I had 5 to begin with.
Oh, I see.
So I'm at 27 total now. And then I'm going to double stamina Tylenol. 7 plus 26 is...
33.
Plus 27 is 50?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back up to 50.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad, not bad, not bad, not bad. Oh, you wouldn't be able to double stamina because you just did the recovery, which takes 2 actions.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So it's just a single.
Sorry, so I got to take out one of my dice, which was a 3. I'm taking the lower one, sorry. So I'm at the minus 16. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So you're not at 50, you're actually at 34.
No. Stop tracking the math.
Mercury.
Also taking a recovery.
Is this a fight we're not supposed to win?
There's no such thing as a fight you're not supposed to win.
We don't
talk about that. We don't have people give up in the middle of fights or anything.
Ever.
Okay. I'm not giving up. I'm just...
Can I still triple stamina attack at this point?
Yeah, because you're just hanging on for dear life.
Cool.
Do you have stamina to do that?
No, I'm dipping into health.
Ah! Is this the first time this has happened?
I think so.
Well, you're triple stamina, so this is... How much health did you have left?
I had 20. I'm at 39.
Sorry, you...
And I have 8 stamina left.
You have 8 stamina.
So that's going to...
Wait, did you take a recovery?
I did.
Oh, but you so can't... That takes 2 actions, though.
2 actions, but yeah, I still so have...
You won't be able to double stamina your attack. You're just a regular attack.
Okay, then. Yeah, just a regular attack, then.
Okay.
Oh, I guess his charisma bonus doesn't really apply anymore, does it?
No, because he's out.
Oh, he's
too charismatic.
No, I look good.
Well, that's...
Yeah, you look down, and his face is a little puffy, and like he's like bleeding from his eyes.
It's not charismatic
so
anymore.
So inspiring. I still
Major
got it.
Major is like just like dragged herself right next to him, and is like licking his face.
I still got a 20.
Sketch, help!
I still got a 20.
Yeah, that hits.
Sketch, help!
15. Damage.
15 damage. Okay, so you kind of stick the silver inside of him and pull some entrails out, I think.
Oh.
How's he looking?
Not very good.
Oh, we're so close. Let's go.
Oh, God, I'm just going to kick him in the dick and it'll be fine.
Inside your body.
That's okay. We're getting into like murder territory.
He's calling that lightning down again. He misses his first attack.
Okay, good.
It hits the lightning antenna on the building. And
good, good.
Rod.
It did a job. It did
he
its
hits
job.
His second Damn attack.
It. To who?
It's the chain lightning again.
Fuck.
Who's his primary?
You.
Shit.
Dealing.
Wait. If he does chain lightning, and I hate to say this.
Shut the fuck up, Chad.
No, it's going to hit you anyways, but does it affect us on the ground unconscious as well?
No, it's just going to affect in the group here. You're too far away.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just avatar the last airbender.
23
this.
Lightning damage.
Okay.
On Mercury.
Okay.
And then half to me, right?
And then half to you, which rounded down is the 11 lightning damage. Beck, it's your turn.
So I'm hanging off his legs, and yeah. You see me swing, and then I'm going to triple stamina kick him in the penis.
I mean, if you want it to be effective, you aim for the balls.
18?
18 hits. So you, like, jackknife. And...
Oh, it's him. Also distracting. That's going to be 65.
He's out.
65 damage.
So even United Unconscious just goes, oh!
You jackknife and kick him... in the balls, and this huge explosion of lightning energy
emanates from his balls as a massive
pop emanates from his body.
I'm so sorry to any penis having people.
To our entire male audience.
To any of our penis having audience.
True, yes, thank you.
And both of you take a final 52 lightning damage.
What?
As he explodes and all three of you fall back through the hole, through the roof, down onto the ground below.
I'm out.
And everything fades to black.
Shit.
Thank you for listening to Legends, a Superhero Story. If you like the show, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies. We can't lose either way.
The easiest way to support the show is to become a patron at patreon.com/TheLegendsCast.
Head to thelegendscast.threadless.com to check out our heroic merch.
Join our Discord to hang out with the cast. Just click the link in the show description.
Last but not least, make sure to give us a follow on social media at The Legends Cast. Don't forget to review, follow, share, and subscribe.
See you next week.